Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. We read from St. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, these words of Jesus. Whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. We don't believe what we choose to believe. We believe what Jesus teaches us. Jesus is our teacher. We are his disciples. We receive the teaching that Jesus teaches us. We receive it by believing it. God is the only one who can see this faith. Only God can know it is there. After all, God is the one who created it. He created it through his holy word. He created it through the same word that he joins to holy baptism. This is how we can be confident that baptism is a means by which we are brought to faith and kept in the faith. Baptism is God's holy word bound to water by God's own command. Confirmation is not divinely instituted. The teaching of the word of God is. It is joined to holy baptism. The two cannot be separated. In the case of adults or older children, we teach them before they are baptized. In the case of little children and infants, we teach them after they are baptized. But there's no difference between the baptism of a baby and the baptism of an adult. In either case, the one who is baptized believes in Jesus. Jesus teaches the one who is baptized. And the one who is baptized is called on by Jesus to confess him. Now, we can't see anybody's faith, whether he's an adult or a little child, but we can know if someone has been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and we can know if he has been taught the true Christian faith and confesses to believe it. These are outward things that we can see. Only God can see our faith, but the whole world can know what we claim to believe. Faith alone makes us Christian, but confession is what marks us as Christian. God sees what makes us Christians, our faith. The world sees what marks us as Christians, our confession of the faith. God alone sees our faith, and it is precious in his sight. Everything God makes is good. God looked at the world that he made, and he saw that it was very good. He's a good God who makes only good things, and nothing he makes is as good or as precious as the faith that he alone can see. It is born in weakness, it is born in need, and it is pure and simple. It receives Jesus. It doesn't do or talk or do anything at all. It just receives. Faith is done too. It doesn't do. It receives Jesus by trusting in him. Faith doesn't try to earn God's love. Faith knows that Jesus has given and revealed God's love. Faith doesn't try to earn God's favor. Faith knows that Jesus has earned God's favor for us. Faith doesn't work to get the reward, but faith trusts in the work that Jesus did. Jesus earns God's favor for us. His love does, and his love suffers. He does by loving perfectly, and then he suffers by choosing to bear the full and final judgment of Almighty God against all sinners. He becomes sin for us, though he himself knew no sin. Jesus chose to embrace every bit of our sin, and by taking it upon himself, he set his love against our hatred, his purity against our lust, his humble obedience against our proud and vain contempt for God. He set up good against evil, and by bearing all of the evil, he destroyed in his own body the evil, overwhelming it with his good. This is what Jesus did, and this is what our faith receives, rejoices in, and this is why our faith is so very precious to God. It receives the priceless treasure, who is Jesus himself. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, God said. And so he loves the faith that we have, not only because it's his perfect creation, but because it receives Jesus, whom God the Father loves and has loved from eternity. No human being can see such a faith. So we don't actually show our faith, but we confess it. And that's what we must do if we are a Christian. We confess. Christians say what they believe about God. That is as natural as breathing. We confess our own personal faith. I have been teaching Luther's Small Catechism for over 30 years. After a while, you notice little things. Luther divides up the Christian teaching into six chief parts. Actually, it had been divided into various chief parts long before Luther came around. But of the six chief parts, in the explanation, we memorize the words we. For example, the Ten Commandments, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And likewise in the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the keys, and the Lord's Supper, we say the words we. But in the Creed, we say the word I. I believe that God has made me. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I believe that the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. And that's because the faith that we confess is always personal. I cannot believe for you. You cannot believe for me. And confessing the faith is the most solemn duty any Christian will ever face. Jesus doesn't say to go along, to get along, and don't worry about what you say. He says, whoever confesses me, I will confess. Whoever denies me, I will deny. Since it is our own personal faith that receives forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in the gospel, and since it is through the personal faith of the individual Christian, excuse me, that he is a part of the one holy Christian and apostolic church, our confession of the faith must always be personal. But the individual Christian never confesses alone. And that's because the confession of the individual is the confession of the church. We don't have our own unique brand of Christianity, but we receive in faith the same word of God, the same promise of God, the same gracious gifts from God. We confess together the Christian faith. Now, I believe, and I teach, and I confess that the teaching of Luther's Small Catechism is indeed the teaching of the Bible. And that's what makes it the true and faithful confession of the church. That is what identifies First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and many other Lutheran congregations around the country and throughout the world that teach that Luther's Small Catechism agrees with the Bible, and this is the truth. We confess together. We don't believe that this is our own unique Lutheran doctrine. We believe that this teaching belongs to the whole church because it is grounded in the Scriptures, which are God's word to teach all Christians. So when we pledge that we're going to teach and we believe what the Catechism says, we are pledging ourselves to the historic, biblical, Catholic, evangelical teaching of Christ's church. You know what, though? Today, people just don't care about doctrine, about the truth. They may care about their own denomination or congregation, but it's often for historical or cultural or social personal reasons. People talk about a personal relationship with Jesus. Who is Jesus? What did he do? What did he say? You ask such Christians where they stand on matters of Christian doctrine, and they look at you with empty eyes because they can't imagine what Christian doctrine would have to do with being a Christian. Jesus has become a warm fuzzy, a religious security blanket who just makes us feel good, but the truth of what God teaches has been dismissed as irrelevant. What is God's law? And what is God's gospel? People can't even discern the difference between right and wrong. Can you imagine that in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, almost half of the delegates to these conventions can't even see anything wrong with homosexual marriage? What has become of the church in our day? People think that confessing the faith is simply mouthing pious-sounding words of love for Jesus while dismissing as unimportant the true teaching of Jesus and about Jesus. People despise the truth even while they claim loyalty to the one who called himself the truth. Listen, when we confess our faith in Jesus, we are saying that what he teaches us is so. It is true, and we will not negotiate it away. And we are not going to say that the pure teaching is irrelevant. Jesus taught us this pure teaching, and the faithful confession of Jesus is never talking about how pious we are, how much we love him. It is always talking about how much he loves us, and that means talking Christian doctrine. We talk about Christ's two natures. He became our brother. God is our brother. We talk about the doctrine of redemption. He set us free by his blood. We talk about the doctrine of justification. He reckons us to be righteous by crediting to us his own righteousness and bearing our sin. We talk about baptism and the keys and the Lord's Supper. All of this is talk about Jesus, what he's done to be our Savior, and why we want to confess this to the world. But you know, if you're going to make the Christian confession, you had better be prepared to pay the price for it. Because if you take your stand on the Word of God, regardless of what popular opinion might be, you will be considered to be closed-minded, arrogant, dim-witted, out of touch, unloving, judgmental, and the list goes on and on. But the price you pay matters none, because Jesus confesses those who confess him, and he always does a far better job of it. We confess him feebly and imperfectly and sporadically. We have to admit that we haven't confessed him purely and truly, but he confesses those who trust in him before his Father in heaven. He says, "Here are the children you've given me. Here are those for whose sins I suffered, whose guilt I bore. Here are those who belong to me. I acknowledge them. They bear the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Their names are written in the book of life." Now, when Jesus confesses you as his own, he pleads for you. And you need this prayer, because you fail. No matter who you are, you fail. You can be the most pious Christian in the world, but you have passed by the opportunity to confess Christ and his truth. By your silence and your sin, you've denied him. And when you reckon with that, you need to reckon with Jesus' warning, "Whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Now, what are you going to do about that? You're going to go to where Jesus comes to you in his word and sacrament. You're going to pour out your heart to him and confess your sins. And he will never turn you away. He will receive you. He will forgive you. He will wash you in the waters of your baptism. He'll give you to eat and to drink of his body and blood. He'll fill you with his Holy Spirit. He'll restore you to himself, and he will plead with you before the throne of grace. He will confess you before his Father in heaven. And then he'll send you out to confess him before men, and every time you fail, you'll return to Jesus. And this is the life to which God called you when he made you his child in holy baptism. We thank you for being with us on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. Please tune in next Sunday morning, and please join us at one of the congregations of First Confessional Lutheran Parish. First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile at 8 o'clock in the morning, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston at 9:30 Sunday morning, and 11:30 Sunday morning at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville. Please tune in next Sunday.